Hey, Josh, can you help me with debugging this code?
Yeah, man, let's see. See, the problem is that you have a self-referencing algorithm that is retroactively altering its own initializing parameters. You need to redefine its initialization logic to be immutable first, or you could restrain the recursion depth to prevent the paradoxical overwrites.
Okay, let me try that. You fixed it! Now the satellites won't crash onto Earth! You saved millions!
Josh!
Huh?
Your turn, dude. I need you to roll something for me.
Oh, right.
Yeah, dexterity saving throw. Come on. Anytime now, Josh.
It's just two dice, man.
It's very easy. It's basically math.
Don't rush me. Don't rush me.
Stuff that you learn in first grade, really.
That's a... Well, that... Oh, crap. What's a... It's a 3 and a 4.
Last time on Roleplay Rookies, Gavin underwent the Trial of Fire to become the Vessel of Fire and barely made it out alive. He may have had a better chance if the DM didn't catch on to Josh's oops, all 20s, D20. In the meantime, the rest of the party was fighting an ice giant and saying their goodbyes to Toby because he thought it'd be a good idea to release the darkness and quickly got overtaken. Luckily, Gavin made it out in time to save Toby. Tune in tonight to see if the newly acquired vessel power will go to his head.
The vein on the side of your neck.
It's harder to maintain than you think.
So when you went high, like you did the high voice part, I thought you were going to explode.
It was crazy.
Well, that's when you know it's the difference between just talent and just God-given.
He's the best. He's the best of business, baby. Yeah,
that's why they pay me so much.
We pay him with donuts, right, Josh?
Yeah, not to brag, but I got a Krispy Kreme donut for coming tonight.
That's true. They were so good that we had to wait for Josh to eat two of them
before we can start recording.
And I'm already considering another two.
Okay.
So are we saying that Toby didn't remember anything when he passed out, when he went sicko mode?
I am going to say that after he went sicko mode, you don't have any memory of it.
Sweet. Mm. So when he asks me what happened, I'm going to be like, I don't know. I blacked out and I won.
You blacked out because that's the first thing you did in that fight. You blacked out and then you just wake up. Did we win?
Did we win?
Did we win?
Was it dope?
Did I look cool?
Did I kick some ass?
Was it dope? Did I look cool, do
you? I asked you that one time before. I was like, was that cool? It sounded cool.
All right, then. You guys ready? Let's do this. All right, last time, you guys managed to walk out of their life. You guys did everything you're supposed to do. Gavin, you survived. Congratulations. You're the new Vessel of Fire.
Nice.
And Toby, you know, as we established, you are fine.
I carried the team.
Yes.
And carried the fight.
Or as almost always, murdered the team.
I don't...
I mean, the man who threw a bomb at the...
No. I just provided the powder. It was Josh that threw the...
Okay.
Hey, no. You threw the bomb. I just set the bomb off.
Lit the bomb on fire. would the bomb have blown up if you weren't there?
If a tree falls, does anyone listen to it? That's a making noise.
It's a little different with the bomb.
Does anyone listen to this podcast?
If we record a podcast, does anyone listen?
We have a listener in UK, Germany, and Argentina. Those three guys.
Baby!
That's why we do it for you.
Argentina.
Appreciate states. Relatives.
Calls his cousins. He's just like, yo.
They're like, I don't speak English.
All right. So after the ice is gone and they threw a party, you guys, and that's where we end up. We're picking up the next morning. As you guys are all well rested, you guys have some delicious foods. You guys wake up. Gavin, you look amazing. You're looking fabulous with your new floaty, fiery glow. Yeah. What'd you guys do?
before any of this started, we had commissioned a sword and some armor.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, eventually I think I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go check on that.
Wait, wait, wait. So I noticed last time that that Gavin, like, when he would go around things, it would, like, come to life.
Yeah, so yeah. Become flowers.
Like, exactly. So,
like grass would grow. Yeah. Like,
so
as he
last night, I took my clumps of grass that I've been carrying around everywhere and actually snuck it under his pillow.
Okay.
Not to letting him know so that the grass could get some vessel sediment.
You supercharged the grass?
So, so the grass now, the veins of the grass is a little like red of fire.
Grass, famous for having veins.
Nice. Okay, come and grab the grass from under his pillow and put it in my pocket.
Okay.
You sneak back into the room.
That's literally
no!
What it is.
No, that's the dark room! No!
Golly.
Anyone hear that?
All right, so we're eating breakfast, I assume, as he comes out. Gavin yeah. comes in. All right.
It's bacon, eggs. Gavin can make those changes later on, but that's what it is right now.
Okay, so I'm like, Gavin!
I was like, why would I change that? Oh, right, I'm a vegan.
Vegan bacon.
In real life, I'm not a vegan, so I don't usually have to think about this, but
yeah.
It's hard.
We do bring it up a lot. I know. You're a vegan.
It's whenever food comes up, I have to, like, Google things on my phone to make sure I'm still playing the bit right, and I'm pretty sure I'm still doing it wrong. Sorry, now everyone who's a vegan.
Now that you've admitted to not being a vegan, we've lost half of our audience.
Oh, no, we're down to one now.
If all of you invite one friend to this podcast, I really will go vegan. But you have to report it in. All the vegans who are
John's
listening.
Email is...
Just tell Danny, I'll do it.
All right. Yeah, tell me. You guys all have my phone number. Anyways, you guys are eating breakfast, and what do you guys do?
I turn to Gavin. Toby turns to Gavin as he walks into the room, and he's like, hey, buddy, you're looking great, you know? Ah, shoot, there's not any food that... You know what? Hold on. And then Toby goes into the fridge and pulls out a bunch of broccoli.
Whoa!
Are we still in hell?
Yes.
It's not... It's
so
very...
You just went to the fridge in hell?
Yeah. Are we? It's a big demon called the fridge. And he goes, hello, what do you want?
I thought we were in Ignis's house.
No, you are, but that's
you're
what...
You're that's the fridge.
Yeah. He goes, hello, what do you want?
This is his fridge.
Yes.
It's a tiny ice giant who just holds his food.
Tell me what you want.
Do you have any broccoli or Sour Patch Kids?
We have broccoli, yes. And he opens his stomach, and you see like broccoli in there.
I'm just going to grab it, and I grab it, and I just walk away.
All right, have a good day.
Gosh. Why? Okay, can we? Okay, I'm going to break this down for the people who can only listen. Danny's sitting there with his arms at like a 90 degree angle, pointing his hands down to the floor. I don't know what that's supposed to represent because he was saying that the giant was holding the food. But what he's doing right now has nothing to do with that. But he's so determined to keep the pose. He's still doing it. Okay, there it goes. Like, why?
I'm getting to character.
He's role playing as a fridge.
But like your character wouldn't be doing that.
You got broccoli.
All right, I give the broccoli to Gavin. I'm like, hey, what happened in there in the fire? In you know, like what? You clearly it went well, right?
Sorry, I'm gonna ruin it again. I'm confused. If he hands me broccoli, does it roast or does it like grow legs? Like what happened?
Hold on. Is he even able to be vegan anymore?
Grow legs? I don't know. You have an army. You have an army of vegetables every time.
No, I'm just saying plants grew around me, and then also I have fire, so I don't know like what happens here.
It has a little bit of magic, but it's still food, so I guess.
What if?
Okay.
Every time you bite it.
No, wait. That broccoli sadly is dead, I guess.
I'm so conflicted on if I should eat anything anymore.
Should I eat he anything? Just does photosynthesis now.
So concerned. Anyway, sorry. So I turn to Toby and I go, yeah, it was crazy, dude. I almost died so many times. In fact, there was one moment where I was pretty sure I was dead.
Like, what happened? And Toby's like trying to keep this conversation going while the broccoli grows legs.
Trying to keep his eyes off of the broccoli.
Okay. I like produce flame and roast the broccoli as I'm eating it. So it's like cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Gosh, I mean, fortunately, Gavin is the only one that would hear the broccoli scream.
The rest of us are just eating bacon and eggs.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the food's actually screaming. I'm
no, it's
it.
Not, but...
It is a good bit, though.
Yeah, there were parts where I was on fire, and then, like, there was... Oh, man, it was insane. There was so much fire, and it was so hot, and then it was so miserable the whole time. But then I, like, did some things right, I did some things really wrong, and I almost died many times.
Did you have to, like, fight a demon? Did you have to, like... Like, go into a dream? What happened in there?
Honestly, it's all a little bit fuzzy now, but I definitely remember being lit on fire.
Okay, that doesn't sound great at all.
Yeah, but I think you saw that part too.
I mean, fire, so. You mean the fire tornado? You're not gonna believe this, man. We actually tried to get you out a couple times. Ended up with some burns. Check out this scar right here. Holds up his hand.
Oh man, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's like a warrior scar.
Yeah, it's not the worst one you have, though. And he points to your...
Oh, right, yeah,
more
yeah.
obvious, terrible thing on your body.
Oh, right, yeah. The darkness tattoo. You know, thanks, by the way, for pulling me out of that. I got a little carried away when we were writing that ice thing.
Yeah, you're not going to do that all the time, are you?
No. No, I'm not.
It was Toby fighting with Nate because Nate was like, I'm clearly going to use this mechanic.
Here's the thing. Let's get into Toby's mind here. Toby knows that now, because he went through this whole process, that every time he does this, it gets a little easier to control. And he also knows that Gavin has an uncanny power to pull him out of it. So he's been plotting that he's going to just start practicing around Gavin.
Well, I say this, Nate. Once per day, I'll let you just roll a wisdom saving throw of 17. If you beat it, you can activate that power anytime you want. It will look differently, but you can just activate it. If you fail, you go berserk again. Wait, what did you call before? Sicko mode? So,
as the kids say, sicko mode.
That's right. Us kids, fellow youths.
Yeah, so you can do that, Nate, once per day.
Nice. Well, Toby then pats Gavin on the shoulder, and he's like, well, it's good to have you back, man. You know? I've been meaning to ask, though, like, what happens now? Like now that you're the fire vessel of fire, like, is there, like, a hazing with the other vessels?
Oh, good question. Yeah, the whole reason we did all this in the first place and probably the next steps that would progress the story forward, yeah, we should probably talk about
the dream of every
DM. He looks directly into the camera.
Fourth wall break.
I think that it's probably time we make a plan to go and visit them.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, when this is all over, is there like a way to like... give up the vessel power, like, so you can come back home with us?
If it's any worse than what I had to go through to get it, I probably don't want to do it.
Mm, okay. Sounds like you're open to the idea. I'll keep an eye out.
That's definitely what I said.
Mm-hmm.
I turned to Brock, and I'm like, how are you doing, buddy?
Brock is just sitting there around the fire, looking at his plate, and he's like, are there pigs in hell?
I don't.
Where does bacon come from?
it's the little pigs from Minecraft.
I'm just genuinely confused on the just agricultural situation
eggs,
of hell.
There's eggs is befuddling to me.
I never said they were for chicken.
Because no, well, here's the thing: you never said there were chickens, but also that means that there are creatures being born in hell immediately.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not necessarily, right?
The depth of lore here.
Just
that just created.
What do you think, that they're just eggs that pop out and then they slip through the cracks and it's like they rain from the sky? That's where hell.
I'm saying that like chickens can lay eggs and they're like nothing hatched from them. Maybe nothing's born in hell.
Yeah, but what about the bacon?
I feel like we're going into a...
Don't worry about that.
Probably shouldn't have on this podcast.
This is why we have a Patreon in the paid dog kidding. Yeah. Well,
welcome to hell, where the grass is bacon and rain is eggs.
Why did that?
It's like the specifically best hell for vegans.
Right?
I know, right?
So I'm
that's exactly it.
So I am just so fascinated with, or Brock is very fascinated with how Gavin's like powers and aura works. And so periodically throughout this entire adventure, I'm probably just going to be taking things that are, I think, inanimate objects and like placing them close to you to see what sprouts, if anything. So
takes like an acorn, like puts it on
exactly.
His shoulder.
So right now, Brock is just kind of in his head. He's just kind of like thinking of all the possibilities.
He's like writing them down in a notebook.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Is Liam still at the table with us?
Yes, he's eating it.
Okay.
He's not eating the table.
He is eating the table.
He's not eating the table.
Right.
He's eating breakfast.
Is that a vessel thing? Should I have given him a part of the table? Gavin?
The elf is like gnawing at the corner of the table.
That's not what I meant!
He's eating at the table.
Yeah. He's eating it.
Toby turns to Liam, and he's like, okay, look, I know we all had disagreements about how we got here, but we're here, right? We made it. So now we got to talk to the other vessels. And seeing as you are a vessel, is there a way that you can like get us in a meeting with them? Is there like some kind of newsletter?
Yes, I can get to a meeting with them. However, to be quite frankly, the only person who will be able to come with me will be Gavin. With vessels, only vessels can attend. So Gavin will be able to come with me, Ari, but the three of you will have to stay. So you don't have to stay here. We can take you wherever you guys want to be. To this meeting, we won't be able to take Gavin with us.
Is there like a window we could watch from, or room?
So the way that the vessels meet, we don't meet anyone else's rounds. We try to stay neutral as possible. So we meet on a place between the realms. We meet where the Bifrost... Well, think about it this way. If the Bifrost connects every single round, we meet at the place where the Bifrost connects everything. The land in between.
And like a void?
Yes. That's a very good way to see it.
Okay.
We meet in Elden Ring. The lands between.
No, but... So, Gavin, I can get that meeting going. It might take a couple of days until they get calls back, but we need to kind of be ready because we're going to ask those guys to give up their stones. And I got to be honest with you. I don't talk to them very often, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. I just know that power-wise, there is a vessel of thunder, a vessel of wind, a vessel of ice, and the thunder is the strongest of all them all. And Gavin, they might not treat you with respect because you're just brand new. So at their mind, you're the weakest. And I was the weakest for a real long time. But yeah, so we might need to figure out a plan to convince them.
Let's start with you and me. Let's arm wrestle so that you can go back to the bottom of the food chain.
As you ignite with fire.
Boom, yeah. Well, let's get one person out of the way.
Right. Toby whispers to Jack, man, Vessel Gavin is kind of awesome.
I know, right? I've never seen him this like aggro. I've never seen him this mad.
Have you seen his hair?
Fabulous.
I know. So good. Earlier, now it's just
luscious, it's like a L'Oreal model.
I can hear
like
you.
Oh, Gavin.
Oh, Gavin.
You zoom out. We're like right next to him.
Yeah. We're literally whispering to like
across from him. Yeah. He's in the middle of us. Yeah.
Yes, I am. And yes, it is.
All right. So sounds like a plan. You get the meeting set up. And I mean, in the meantime, I guess we'll just hang around.
Well, there's one more thing we need to talk about, guys. Do we want to save Steve or do we want to kill him? Because they will ask us that, and we need to have a decision. Because think about it this way, ready? When we go there, I'll back Gavin up, but Gavin will kind of become your spokesperson. So whatever you guys want to, whatever the idea of the group is, we need to kind of stay together. We need to have that one mind in thought. So,
okay, well, we're obviously saving Steve, right? Like, right, guys? Like,
that's plan A.
Absolutely.
Saving Steve.
plan A, yeah.
What do you mean plan A, Brock? You don't think it can be done?
No, I think it can be done. It's just we have to be willing to not do that if at all possible.
If it comes to that?
If it comes to that.
Not if all possible.
Sorry.
I'm getting more and more concerned with every word.
Leah is in your table. I can't give you crap.
It's become really murderous since we got here.
No, but seriously, like, obviously we want to save him, but in the end, we just need to make sure that this is done so that reality doesn't explode, you know?
Okay.
Well, if we can come away with everything, I feel like that's the plan, right? I mean, what do you think, Gavin?
I think that's the plan. We're going to try to save Steve.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure that's clear. So the plans right now is for us to ask the Vaad vessels for their stones, use the stones to grab the weapons that were able to defeat Darius in the past, and use those weapons to save Steve. All right, that seems easy enough.
Okay. Quick question, Liam. If we get the other vessels to give up their stones, do they cease being vessels?
No. Same way when I gave mine to you guys and Ar gave it to yours, that we don't.
That's right. Okay.
The vessels were originally created to protect the stones, and then as time passed by, we had more responsibilities.
Do they have any, like, is there, besides the fact that they are, like, wanting to defend the stones, is there any, like, other value of it to them besides, like, them just having the duty? Like, does it give them any benefit of when they have the stone?
Like, do they get powerful, more strong or something?
So they're connected to the stone, right? So for example, okay, Brock, hold my stone.
Okay, hold it.
And Leo just snaps his fingers and the stone just comes back to him. So I can call the stone anytime I want.
Can you imagine? Like, we're in the middle of this battle trying to open it, and all of a sudden the stone just like...
Thunder Vessel's like, change my mind.
I can't see in this closet. I need a light.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's why we need to make sure the other vessels are with us doing this. And that's going to be part of the trick.
Okay.
However, George Gavin, when a vessel dies, is through the stone that the new vessel is chosen. The ritual is the trial happens. Yeah, so, I mean, we could always try to kill them, but I don't think that would be a good idea. But, yeah. And stealing for them, I had a plan how we could steal. We could try to trick them and give them a different stone, but since we're not doing that anymore, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, and worst case, you know, call us in. I did just single-handedly take on an ice giant, so like, how much different could the ice vessel be? You know what I mean?
Not single-handedly, I helped.
Yeah, how much do you remember that?
Well, basically what happened is that I jumped up on his shoulder, and then I released the power, and then I blinked. It was so quick. It was so fast. And then I was on the ground. He was on the ground in pieces. So... you know, I could have it done in an instant if you need me to. I'm just saying.
I'd like just to point out while, and they don't have to say anything, I just one-handedly just took you down. And that's all you need to know afterwards.
You one-handedly took me down?
Yeah, well, what single-handedly, I mean, you took down the giant, and then obviously someone had to come and stop you, and then I chained you to the ground and stopped you.
Okay, yeah, sounds like we got a lot of muscles, all I'm saying, Liam. Mm-hmm. I think we're good. Mm-hmm. You know, you sure don't want to bring us to the void?
That was kind of aggressive for Brock, don't you think? He just came out of nowhere and said that he could beat you up.
No, I mean, he has no recollection of the entire experience, so I can make it whatever he wants it to be.
I've been to enough group counseling sessions to know that we're actually in the storming phase of this group right now. Norming, performing, so we're still in the storming
phase. Okay.
Gavin says.
Gavin says calmly.
Yeah. Jack just nods like, yeah, sure, I definitely know what that means.
Toby turns to Jack. Jack, I don't know if Gavin made any cults before coming to this world, but like now, he definitely is going to do it. I mean, look at him. He's absolutely radiant.
I've been attending some of those sort of groups prior.
Oh, right. We're literally talking over.
I can hear you.
I'm like, dang it.
Yes, I have.
As you guys are talking, you guys see Emmanuel and Sir Forgelot walking by you guys. And goes, hey! My favorite humans! How's it going?
Hey! I forgot about you!
Forgitilis!
Hey, it's Forgelate! Come on!
Forgelitities!
He goes, I got your weapons, my friends!
Oh, sick! Okay, show me. I'm sorry.
So this is a cool sword. I'll let you name it, but it has a really interesting power. You can copy a spell or an ability of anyone who's willing to give it to you, and cast it in your sword. So, for example, if you put whole person in it, when you stab somebody, you can activate whole person.
That is so sick.
Okay, wait a second.
Is it like a one-time use? Do they have to recharge it between spells?
Yeah, so it's one spell per day. So you can only have one spell of the sword. You can only use his ability once per day.
Okay, so noob question. You say that you put a whole person in this sword.
Hold person.
Okay.
Hold person.
And then you stab the person, and then
you put a whole person
in them.
You stab someone with the sword, I'd and then a whole person comes out of the sword, ripping
hold
the person apart.
Spell.
Okay.
Or like divine smite. Puts divine smite in, and he can cast divine smite on one of his.
That'd be sick.
That's so cool. I will. You know. Thank you. That's very kind. I will name it. In battle, you know, a sword needs to be, it needs to be named
in the moment.
Exactly. Yeah. So thank you again. And I'll get back to you on the name.
I like how Toby got all Midwestern on us all of a sudden. I'm going to name it in battle.
Okie doke.
Don't you worry about
He's from Texas. Sometimes his southern drawl comes out when he gets excited.
That was Wisconsin, bud.
Sometimes the northern drawl comes out when he's excited. The
northern Midwest.
And he goes to Brock. Is that Canadian?
Yep.
How north let's we not going? Get into this right now.
Okay. Brock, he looks, he goes, hey, your armor, we've been spending all night working on it.
Oh, baby.
Jack gets a very concerned look on his face.
I'm so excited.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
So they pull out this like giant like mannequin, and it's covered by this big like blanket. And they're like, 3, 2, 1, and they unveil it. Hey, all you see, have you seen those kids like Batman masks? They only cover the front of the faces. Yeah. That's all you see.
So the rest of the mannequin is naked.
There's nothing.
There's nothing on the mannequin.
What?
Did you like it?
I love it. Is there like some thing more?
No, that's it.
They're invisible clothes. Only stupid people can't see them.
Oh, in that case.
Stupid people can't see them.
Yeah,
just for my own, you know, information. If I put this on, I mean, does it just, you know,
does it cover your eyes?
Does it dress me? Does it dress me, or do I have to like step into these?
No, try the mask.
He's stripping down naked and putting the mask on.
I'm not stripping yet.
Oh, okay, good.
Step into loins. What? You thought that one was going to slip. I heard that one.
I go and I take it. I put it on. It's like, well, it fits.
And as you put it on, the whole mask starts glowing, and then it covers your entire body, and you get this really cool black armor.
Nice. There was nothing to it. You dog.
So you were supposed to strip down naked.
Brock, as you're feeling the armor, you do realize like it doesn't make any noise. Like it's very quiet. You jump up and down, there's no noise. So it is a heavy armor, but you do not have the disadvantage on stealth, but actually you have advantage.
Oh,
dang, that's a really good piece of armor.
What's the armor class?
It's a heavy armor, so it's 18.
Okay.
But you have advantage on stealth checks.
That's dope.
And if you notice, you can remove it, and the whole armor disappears. If you put it back, it reappears.
And then I can use it any time that I want.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no, like, limit. Okay.
I thought it was a cool little thing.
That's pretty awesome.
That's a cool
It thing. Also doubles as, like, a disguise. No one knows who you are when you're wearing it.
Because I'm Batman.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want you to add that to the armor. Yeah, mess with Jordan is always fun.
I gotta be honest, I was a little disappointed.
Are you happy now, though?
I am.
Okay. He's like, oh wow.
I had one of those when I was four.
I saw your eyes, like, they drag it out, and you're like, oh, this is gonna be awesome. I don't know why, but.
And it's just a cloth mask.
When I'm stuck, when I'm riding these things, I'm stuck, I just go for runs and think about it, and ideas come up. And this idea came out yesterday when I was running. I was like, oh, I know how I can match. I'm just gonna give like a full on like armor plate. Yeah. And then Emmanuel looks and he goes, where'd you get the axe?
I found it.
You don't have to lie. I know it's from Ash, and I know that she died.
I found it with Ash.
What did you lie to
me? Jack,
I don't know you. Anyways.
Jack just like shrugs like that. I don't know.
Anyways, I made the axe.
Good work.
Yeah. I like it.
Just trying to have this like really just personal moment here.
Yeah. Improv 101 by Josh.
Good job.
Nice.
Nice, yeah.
Nice.
No. Can I, if you want him,
go now.
Have you ever those text messages where you like text him back and the person's been playing like, cool. Yeah.
Or worse, sends you just a thumbs up.
Yeah. No, they don't even send a thumbs up. They just double click your message and likes it.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
If you wanted improv, you should have gotten my brother. He's the one that did improv in high school.
Danny's like, can you give me his number?
No, I'm just curious. Because I know you guys are twins, but you guys sound similar. I don't think you do.
Similar enough, I think.
Did you meet Zach?
No, I mean, I don't. I talked to Josh way more often than I met Zach, but
yeah.
I just haven't talked to Zach in 10 years.
I haven't talked to Zach in 10 years.
Even
so
in high
school. That is like a genuinely question.
I actually forget sometimes you have a brother.
Because I know, like, today, I can tell them apart easily.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait for the day that your brother shows up instead of you here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all like, something's off with Josh.
No, you can't definitely tell them apart.
Something's off with Josh. He's put on 10 pounds and he has a beard. Or he's attempting to have a beard.
Get a cigar. Sup, guys? He goes, I lost my complete train of thought. He goes, I made an ex and I noticed that you're an archer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, funny thing is that that X actually is, there's actually a twin to it. There's a second part of it. And he hands you a second X.
Mm.
It goes with it. That X, once per day, you can hit the ground and you can summon a wall of stone to block anyone.
Mm. Wall of stone, wall of fire.
No wall of fire. That's not that one does.
Wall of stone, wave of fire.
There we go.
Potato, tomato.
Goes, if you like, I can try to do something cool with those axes and make something more special for you, a little more designed toward your fighting style, if you like. I'll make sure I get it done before you leave.
Mm, that would be fantastic. As Jack is like looking at the two axes together and... Okay, so Pitt from Kid Icarus has a bow that can break in half into two swords.
I was just thinking this right here.
That's what I was going to try.
Okay, cool.
Fantastic.
I thought that's where we were going in the first place. I was like, and you can clip them together and make a big A one. Like, it was a big O one, yeah.
So that's what I assumed.
It is going to be like, you combine them together and it turns to a bow. What?
Well, now you done ruined my story.
Oh, sorry, keep going.
No, I was talking about, never mind, it's fine.
Oh.
This is now falling apart. Keep going.
We're cutting this out. This is cut.
Not going to lie, my brain has been about 5 feet to the right for the last
Are you still thinking about the bacon and how?
No, I'm still thinking about the donuts.
Oh, are you serious?
There's literally a box of donuts 5 feet to the right of him.
I was shaking my head of disapproval. Well, he goes, well, will you give me your axe?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm glad this scene's over.
Wow, that took like 5 minutes.
All right. Liam looks at you guys. So, you guys want to stay here? Do you guys want to go somewhere else? Gavin, I mean, you're the vessel now, so you also have a say if you want to stay here. If you want us to pick you up, what do you want
to
do?
I mean, I've got to go to this meeting, right? So that's my plan.
I mean, I feel like this is probably the safest place as any for us to wait you guys out.
First time that was ever said about hell.
I think I'd rather stay here.
Look, I love that idea.
Like, so bacon grows on the ground and eggs fall from the sky. This is a great place.
I mean, we have reconstructed the idea.
People go to hell and they go to heaven and they're like, damn it.
Where's the bacon?
That would have been the idea.
No, so how do we get everyone together? Do we like send an email? Do we like carrier pigeon?
Okay, I can. Okay, guys, I'm sorry. I just don't want to do it, but I'll do it. I just hate talking because I need to talk to the strongest to get the meeting going. And I don't like talking to him, but I'll do the call right now, the ritual right now. And Liam like draws a circle in the ground. He puts like different stones on it and he starts chanting. And then lightning starts going around and then it starts taking a shape of a face. And this face, Nate, would you mind describing
it? I would love to describe it. So as this lightning, and I'm assuming dark clouds, you know, kind of like a thunderstorm forms, you see a hooded figure appear. But this hooded figure is actually only about 2 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
If this is a freaking gnome, I'm going to lose my crap. Right
now. The hooded figure grabs its hood and pulls it back, revealing what looks to be an anthropomorphized mouse.
Oh, my gosh.
But completely yellow.
For those wondering, I have asked the other three players to play the vessels. And I told them, you have 100% creative power of those vessels. And this is the vessel that Nate chose to create.
The strongest of the vessels.
The strongest of them all.
As he pulls his hood back, you see these piercing yellow eyes meet yours. And he looks to Liam and says,
well, well, well.
Oh my gosh.
If it isn't the vessel of stones...
Hey, Thunder.
Oh, what are you doing calling me so late at night?
I'm sorry to bother you, sir, Lord. I'm sorry, what do you want me to call you?
You know, we've known each other long enough. You can call me Chew.
Okay, Lord Chew.
I thought he was going to say Mickey. I was about to lose my freaking crap.
All right, Lord Chew. I would like to... I would like to get a mini.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. If that doesn't bother you, if that's okay with you, please don't strike him down.
I don't know. I've got a lot going on this week, and dealing with the smaller vessels isn't really something that piques too much of my interest.
Thanks. please, Lord Chu, this is an emergency. Okay, we have a new vessel. We got a replacement for Ash. You like Ash, right? You gave her your dagger.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to that?
She passed away, Lord Chu.
Oh, well. So is this the new vessel of fire?
Yes. Gavin, please, step forward.
Is that a mouse?
Don't. Liam's like, don't.
Okay, can I just say that we're going to get sued so hard by two different companies here?
Wait, why? We haven't said. It's a yellow mouse. No one said the name. Everybody's thinking it. Just don't say the name.
I'm sorry, but any relation to characters, real or fictional, is completely coincidental.
Yes.
Obviously.
We're not saying the name. I not getting sued. He's doing a high-pitched voice.
The entire table is shaking.
So this is the new vessel of fire. I kind of thought that maybe there'd be someone more intimidating.
Do the fire thing.
I thought he was going to be... Okay, and then I do the fire thing. I shoot a fireball into the air.
Ah, you see, Lord Chu.
I don't know. You know what they say? Fire is just cold lightning.
Who says that?
Don't question Lord Chu again.
What? I mean, when you think about it, he's not wrong.
You know, here's the thing kind of funny. When I was writing the lore of all these characters, in my mind was like, the vessel of thunder, if you grab the other five vessels and if all of them together far against the Lord of Thunder, it'll be like almost like an equal fight.
I originally was gonna go with like an intimidating, like dark character, and I was like, this would be way funnier.
It is funnier. And he goes, okay, yeah, that's what they say. They say that fire is a drier lightning.
Weaker,
yes.
Drier lightning.
Listen, I don't know why I need to bother wasting any of my time looking after this vessel. Give me one. You, what's your name?
He looks at Gavin.
He's like, Gavin is legit trying not to laugh at this point.
Hey, you know this is? This is like Pika from like One Piece. That's a reference.
That was not intentional.
Gavin looks and goes, Chu, right?
Lord Chu, Gavin.
Lord Chu. There is a matter of another vessel, from what I understand, who's ripping apart everyone else's worlds right now, and we could use some help.
Maybe most worlds, but not mine. If you were really a vessel, you'd be able to protect what's yours.
I suppose that's the case, but here's the problem is who else are you going to have to rule over if all the rest of them are gone?
Ooh, you bring up a point.
It's a point. At least we're talking about.
Not a very good one, but a point nonetheless.
One we're talking about, maybe.
Tell you what, little, what was your name again?
It's Gavin.
Listen, Gabby. I'll humor you. I'll meet up. But if you disappoint me, we may be needing to look for a new vessel of fire.
Gavin's never been so angry.
Dude, this video is going to be a nightmare.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to hold the voice the whole time.
Gavin, you're going to have to.
Oh, I'm committed to it now.
Gavin goes, thank you, Lord Chu.
Yes, thank you, Lord Chu. So can we meet as soon as possible?
Fine, but you're going to have to contact the other vessels. I couldn't be bothered.
Okay, yeah, I guess I can call them.
All right, I'll see you there soon. Don't leave me waiting.
Oh, yes, Lord Chu, and he bows your head.
And as he does this, the lightning and, like, storm that was condensing to form this picture just, like, dissipates, and then it's gone.
Wow, he was the worst.
He can still hear you. The disconnection. It's like 2 seconds. All right. We got it. Listen, I know what it looks like, but I seen the man killed millions of people with a sneeze. It was insane.
Are we sure we should be fighting the other guy? This guy seems worse.
Well, he's...
I hope you know that we're going to make this guy into a main NPC that's going to come...
Heck, I'm going to reference him in all the next campaigns.
Yeah, Lord Chu is coming back.
Danny, hey, continue from this point
Liam,
on.
Will you teach me how to do the phone call thing that you're doing?
Yes.
Let me give it
a shot. Okay, so I'll get... all right, so he shows that each, like, vessel has, like, a different, like, sign and a different, like, symbol that connects to them. Mm-hmm. And then he teaches how to do it. He has this little book with him that shows every single sign for every single vessel. He goes, actually, Gav, if you want to call me, this is how you call me. And
it's a book. It's a phone book.
He rips out the pages about calling the Thunder Vessel, and he's like, you don't need this one.
It's the cosmic phone book, the cosmic yellow page.
Yes. Yeah, this cosmic yellow book. It has like one page because you only need just enough information. And he goes, all right, so this is how you call the vessel of ice. And he kind of teaches the chanting and goes, okay, when you're ready.
All right, let's do it. And Gavin does the thing and starts chanting to call the vessel of ice.
And then the ground, these little snows start coming out. It looks like a blizzard. And then it starts taking shape of a face. And Jordan, what does that face look like?
So this face is a fish person, actually.
A fish person.
I don't know what else to... Is there like a D&D...
Wait,
can I ask a question? Is it like body of a man, face of a fish?
Do you know like the show Luca?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that.
Like a sea monster.
I was thinking like either my thing or a mermaid.
So it's like a humanoid fish.
Is it Typhon? No.
Or like the Zora from like...
like a Zora.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Like okay. That.
Like a Zora.
I'm picturing Ocean Zora.
I'm picturing the king of Zora. The Conquering of Time. Greatest video game scene of all time.
I love that it takes literally like 25 seconds.
It's just like amazing.
I like how one sound tells everyone what scene that is.
Okay, Jordan.
Okay, so basically you just see this dark void and you see kind of like ice floating around inside of it. It's basically a sphere of water, right? And then you see something from the dark pretty far away, but it starts to like passes and then it looks over at the window per se where it's showing up, right? And then it kind of inches closer and closer and it's completely dark until it gets closer to the light. So you're it's kind of like an aquarium, you guys.
Okay.
Same thing. But he has no eyes.
What?
Because he lives in the dark.
Oh, okay.
So he doesn't have any needs for that.
That's kind of cool.
Okay. But he can sense that something's there. He uses whatever the echo, whatever it is called.
He's a narwhal.
He's a narwhal, yeah.
His sonar?
His sonar, basically, is how he essentially detects everything. And he comes over, and he honestly doesn't talk very much. He just kind of, like, looks well, not even looks, he doesn't have any eyes, but he just kind of like goes in front of the thing and just stares.
Like faces it.
Faces
like,
it.
Like your grandma
just completely
on
silent.
Zoom call.
Just completely silent.
Like what?
Like your grandma on a Zoom call.
On a Zoom call?
Yeah.
He gets way too close and he's all like, is this thing on? Can you hear me? All
right, so he appears this.
You get the view of his quadruple chin. The camera down low.
Yeah, but so he doesn't, so really what this is intending is he's underwater, so he's not going to be able to speak. He's just going to be...
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm serious.
Hey, that's funny.
I love it.
He just does nods and all that stuff, so. All
right, Gavin.
Gavin attempts to tap on the glass. Is it like a portal or is it like a screen?
He goes up closer and then he taps where he taps.
Okay, clearly this is working. What's this? What's your name? What's his name?
His name is Cetus.
Oh, gotcha. Cetus, hail and good morning, night. I have no idea what time it is. Anyway, hey, listen. My name's Gavin. I took over for Ash. Ash is gone. We have a big problem. There is a maniac destroying worlds right now. He already got Ari's almost all the way, and he's totally taking over the one that I came from where the humans live. I'm now, since I'm taking over for Ash, I'm trying to help get a group together to talk about this problem. We already got, Lord Chu to agree to meet.
He looks scared when you say Lord Chu.
he flinches a little.
And since he's already planning on meeting, I can imagine you don't want to not meet.
He looks at him curiously, and then he looks the other direction, and then he swims away.
I knew it.
Oh, gosh, dang it.
He's gone for a moment, and then he comes back, and he has a fish.
Okay.
And he goes to the, whatever. Is this thing, did we
establish? Let's just say it's a screen.
We're playing with it. We have fun with it.
Right, so he pushes the fish through the screen?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, yeah, that sorry. You can do that too, I guess.
So I push the screen. I push the fish through the screen.
Does water come through with it?
Yeah, a little bit of water. It evaporates immediately.
Because we're in hell.
So this is where it's going to be.
Just do it. Whatever it is, it can't be worse than Lord Chu. Keep going.
It is obvious that he does not know your language.
Oh my God. But Lord Chu, you knew.
Yep, that's the one.
I know Lord
Chu.
So the way that he communicates is through action, as in like...
Oh my gosh.
What do you call it?
Sign language?
Is it charades?
Charades.
Wait, stop. You'll do charade on the audio-only podcast?
Yeah, you have to describe what he's doing.
Verbally describe our charade.
Remember, remember when you said this can't be worse than Lord
Chu? It is. I surrender. No. At this point, Josh, you could probably just go get a donut. Like, just easy. All right.
So basically,
don't tempt me, boy.
he pushes the thing through. He's kind. He's not vicious or any way, but he's just kind of like testing the waters to like, I give you a gift.
Testing the waters.
Yeah.
Gavin picks up the fish, visibly confused, because now he's like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, I don't know if this is an offering or if like this is his like.
Also, he's
is
blind.
Is this one of his subjects?
Also, he's blind.
Yeah, and then he swims off.
Yeah, how are we going to do charades with a blind person?
He can basically see. It's just
sonar.
It's sonar.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Mr. DM, does Gavin make the fish come back to life?
Think of Daredevil.
No. Okay.
His power works
like,
on
plants. It's like kind of like Daredevil, right?
Yeah.
So, Daredevil can hear.
Well, he can hear.
Oh, okay. He can hear. This is fine. Okay, great.
He can hear.
He just doesn't know English.
He comes back with another fish, and then he looks at you, and then he takes a bite of it.
So what Gavin does...
Oh, crap.
So Gavin takes the fish, and he burns it to a crisp and crunches it.
It looks startled.
To make it sound like I am taking a bite from the fish.
Oh, because he's...
Blind.
That was a good thing. That was really good. Think on his feet.
And then you can see that he's visibly pleased and he nods.
Gavin also nods. And then Gavin mimes out a building. It's things being destroyed. He's basically like swinging his hands and there's fire going around everywhere. And then he does, like all sorts of things like that. And then he says, Lord Chu. And then he mimes out like pulling up chairs and sitting down. And then he's like, and then he points at him and is like, you, me.
Points back to himself.
Go. And then he looks expectantly with both hands out.
Toby's like, nailed it.
High fives, Toby. High fives, Toby.
Wow, that was a good high five.
It was decent.
He just is visibly just curious as to what's going on. He doesn't like, obviously, Lord Chu because...
Lord Chu's a douche.
Who does like that guy?
Yeah, that guy's
not only is he a douche, but he's also, you know, electricity.
Always listening.
Where,
watch what you're thinking. You
know, not very good for water.
You can hear our thoughts. He's in the walls.
If this was a Pokemon Mad Chat, he'd be super effective.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But it's not.
It's a what?
Obviously,
are we allowed, are we allowed to say that?
So he backs up. And then there is a, and then there's like a school of fish that come by, okay? And like little tiny...
Minnows.
What are minnows?
Little fish.
Is that...
Yes.
Yeah. I thought this was what you were alluding to. I'm so sorry.
It was just funny because you're like, little tiny fish. He's like minnows. And you're like, what's that? He's like, a tiny fish.
M-I-N-N-O-W.
He has to Google this.
All right. This is the time of the episode. Like, go Jordan, Google stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it minnows? That's so many pictures of minnows.
This is what a school of minnows looks like. That's what I
think. Exactly. It's okay. Exactly what it is.
We're on the same page.
I'm so glad we did this turn.
Okay, so. So.
Aren't you glad you let us call dibs on which elements?
I'm just going to be quiet.
So there's it turns into like a cloud of minnows or a school of minnows, and then they start making different pictures inside of
them. Oh.
Oh, like Finding Nemo.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And it shows something that resembles the silhouette of Lord Chu. And then there was, and he looks visibly, like it has the little, you know, the angry face on there as well.
The eyebrows.
The eyebrows, exactly. And then you see the, like, you see kind of like a cloud of mer people as well. And they're all going... And it looks like that they're actually running away from Lord Chu. And Lord Chu shocks them, and then they all die. And so he comes up, and he goes like this. He doesn't
want to. He crosses his hands.
He goes like this, he says into the microphone.
He crosses his arms into an X.
He crosses his arm into an X.
Yeah.
Visual, like showing that like he doesn't
want to go.
He doesn't want to go.
Okay, listen. Let me. Okay, so
he can't listen. He's deaf.
He points at Gavin. Points at himself,
or he doesn't know English.
And he goes, "I." Gosh. Does anyone have a shield or something?
Yeah.
He grabs a shield. I will protect you. He's like.
He points to the shield.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And then he looks.
I'm trying to make.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a lot of people. Thank you. Anyway.
And then he looks at you, and then he just has a confused, like he shrugs his shoulder, like, "Who are you,
Gavin?"
Okay,
me, Gavin.
Yeah.
So Leon, watching this go through, he just steps up, and goes, "Gavin, can I try?"
Please,
and
do.
He does.
And then Cetus looks really excited.
Yeah,
he sees him, and he's like, he kind of like waves. He slips
around.
Him?
Can he see or not?
He senses it. He senses the vibe.
Like Daredevil.
We're saying sees, but he
yeah, yeah.
He recognizes and the echolocation view of,
and he and Liam goes.
He just does hand signs.
Yeah,
and claps his fingers,
and then he just looks at Gavin, looks at Liam, and he goes.
Thumbs up.
And then it just.
Sorry about that, Gavin.
The ball just drops.
I should take charge of it on that one.
You know something? You call the next one.
Okay.
That's enough for me today.
few right. things.
He does a symbol, and he draws, and he calls the vessel of wind. What does appear? As wind starts taking shape, you see leaves taking a shape of a face.
You see a slender man, not Slenderman, a slender figure with light blue skin and a white, almost Jimmy Neutron haircut.
John's showing the picture of a Smurf.
It's Jack Frost okay. from the original animation of Jack Frost.
Oh, that's terrifying.
It's a claymation.
Today we learned that Danny's never seen the Christmas movies or the
never
Smurfs.
See those.
The other image that came to my head, give me 1 second.
All right. He sees you and he goes, hey. Hey, Vessel of Wind, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for calling me.
How's Carla doing?
Oh, Carla, she's doing great. Where did she go? She's doing fantastic. She just gave birth.
Oh, you're a father again.
Yes.
No, again, you were a father before. Now you just have, like, what is it, number 17?
17 through 20, yes.
You got 3 kids?
Yeah, she was triplets.
Oh, wow. It's 4. Oh. Dang. 4 kids. Sorry. I'm the vessel of wisdom, not math. You know, they say 3 plus 4 is the hardest one to come up with 7.
Exactly.
It's the hardest way to get to 7.
It's true. That's
exactly.
Actually true.
I'm glad someone else understands it.
So I got a little tiny favor for you, to ask you. We are trying to do a meeting of all the vessels, and we would like you to come.
A meeting of the vessels?
Yes.
With Lord Chu?
He'll be there.
did you
hear that?
You hear it in the back of your mind.
Let's call him Kaze. That's literally the Japanese word for wind. So I'm
Kaze?
Running okay. It. Kaze looks around like, did I hear that? Is that real? Lord Chu wouldn't like it if I said no, so I guess I'll see you there.
Thank you. Funny enough, you're the easiest one to work with. So I appreciate
the new
that.
Father.
Hey, I'm pretty easy to work with, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But the ones we had to call today, it was pretty nice.
That's true. Hey, let me introduce myself, by the way. I'm Gavin. I took over for Ash.
Oh, nice to meet you, Gavin. I love your hair.
Thank
you. I
don't
know what you did with it.
I love pretty much everything about this interaction. The last guy was kind of rough, not going to lie.
Well, tell you what.
Yes, you talked to Cetus. Yeah, he's a character, isn't he?
It seems nice if you know how to talk to him. Looks at Liam.
Yeah. The echolocation helps if you make noises. But okay.
Golly.
Thank you so much. I'll see you there and tell Carla and the 4 new babies I say hi.
They won't know who you are, but I certainly will.
Okay, sounds good.
Carla will know.
All right. Well, wait, hold up. Okay, bye. And he hangs up. I need a break.
I could not agree more, man. I thought that Brock and Toby and Jack were rough. Man. This is real hard.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking, Toby, Jack, how you guys doing?
I'm sorry, you thought we were tough?
Yeah, tough, you know, strong, like you can handle yourself.
That's totally what
I meant.
Yeah, I mean, come on, like, in the end, it was a fish, a rat, and a tall guy. You could take them if you need to.
Yeah.
You cannot take Lord Chu. And Liam stares like...
He has a 1,000-yard Vietnam flashback stare.
And now his Lord Chu is sneezing by accident and just evaporating the entire scene.
That entire scene that Cetus showed about all the people dying from electrocution,
that was the sneeze.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Here's something we need to remember, Liam. Just look me in the eye, okay?
Yes.
People who are powerful need people to rule over. They won't fry all of us.
That's true.
So, I mean, some of us might die, but we're going to make it through this.
Who's
don't stress
die?
Too much about it, man. Well,
who's going to die, Gavin?
I don't know. It depends on who makes him angriest, right? It's not, you just outrun the bear. You ever heard that phrase?
Yeah.
You don't have to be faster than the bear. You just got to be faster than the other guy.
Gavin, Toby turns to Brock. Is Gavin threatening Liam's life right now?
No, wait. We're going to be ahead of the fish guy is what I'm saying.
Oh, yes. That's for sure.
Because he's going to be on land, clearly. So, you know.
That's for sure.
Sorry. There's ways to get around that.
And as you guys are talking, the dwarf show up and gives you, Jack, your new axe. And they, as you combine them, they make this beautiful long bow. And when you use the bow, you can do a 1d8 fire damage additional, but the range is much longer. It's the range of a longbow.
Okay.
So it's a 2d8 for a short range, 1d8 for the longer range.
I will be sure to mark that down.
Okay.
Somehow.
Before we call it a night, before you guys go to bed and you guys get ready for the meeting tomorrow.
Call it a night. It's only, well, it's...
I'm talking about...
it's not my bedtime yet.
Lord
Shu yells. No one tells Lord Shu when to sleep.
Lord Shu, go to bed now.
Yes, Mama Shu.
He lives in his mom's bed.
The one being who can tell him what to do.
Respect your moms. Anyways, before you guys do anything, you guys want to do anything before you guys go to bed and get ready for the meeting tomorrow?
Gavin's going to meditate because at this point, I guess, I don't even know if he needs to sleep anymore. I don't know what the rules are.
It's up to you. So. You can make them.
He's going to meditate.
Okay. Toby.
Toby is writing some letters to his niece and nephew back home just in case things don't work out in this whole thing. He's thinking maybe like somehow, you know, slim chance that they survive and these letters make it through. Like he can tell them about his adventure so far. So he's writing them down, but he's having a trouble writing these letters because he can't think of what like to put in and what to leave out and stuff. So that's what he's doing as he goes to bed.
All right. And Brock, you do anything before going to bed?
He's just daydreaming, saying, if I had a piece of bacon from Earth and a piece of bacon from here, would they taste the same, or have I just forgotten what my bacon tastes like?
The true questions.
The real question.
The true questions.
So that's what's keeping him up at night. He'll wake up a couple times tonight with those kind of thoughts.
I feel that. I feel that. It's going to keep me up at night.
Yeah.
Jack.
Jack has been thinking through a D's Nuts joke with Cetus's name for the last 3 hours and is just laughing to himself.
What's Cetus's name? What are you talking about?
CD's Nuts.
Thanks. Now we have to get an explicit rating on it.
I'm very tempted to just end the episode there, but I do want to find a better spot.
What if this is the only explicit episode because of that one?
Like, how stupid it has been lately.
Hopefully,
the beginning of the disclaimer, this is the dumbest thing we ever did.
If a D's Nuts joke gets us an explicit when we've... Jordan swore in 3 times this episode.
But we bleeped him.
Yeah, we bleeped him.
Yeah, you usually bleep me.
No, fair enough.
Even just things he says, not even curses.
Sometimes they cut him out entirely.
It's like the badly censored.
He wasn't only even here for the golden nuggets, not for the long game.
Okay, it's the next day, and Liam goes back to the Bifrost, and he opens the gate to the lands in between. This will be the last time you see Gavin for a while, the three of you. You guys will stay here, and Gavin will go to the meeting with the other vessels. When the gate opens, Ari appears. He goes, "Hey guys, I'll walk with you, so the three of us can stay together." And he goes, "Okay, sounds good." And okay, Gavin, do you want to say anything to the other guys before we go? Now is the time. We don't know how long this meeting might take.
Yeah. He looks at Toby and he goes, "Hey, can you do something for me?"
Yeah, for sure, Gavin. What do you need?
Can you hold on to a few things? And he pulls out like a little tiny, like really crumpled up folded piece of paper and hands it to him. And then he hands him like a pocket full of like little rocks and a couple of berries. And then like, all of his like shampoo and lotion.
Like, I mean, of course. Can I open the paper to see what it is? Is it a picture of Crystal?
It's his law degree. He keeps it folded up in his pocket.
Toby's like, wait a minute. Is this a law degree
from Harvard University?
Yeah, it's Harvard Law. Yeah,
you're a lawyer?
No.
enough.
I have a degree. I don't practice law anymore.
Gotcha. I'm suddenly feeling a lot better about this debate.
You know? Yeah, wait, hold on. Yeah.
This is like you attended and graduated law school. Okay. Yeah,
that was
okay.
A while ago. That was one of the many cults.
Oh. Everything about Gavin just changed.
Every cult he's been in has been like,
we've
yeah,
peeled
I was in
back
cult,
another
Microsoft.
Layer of the onion.
That was just a stupid garbage I'm making up. Anyway,
yeah. No, that's all good.
Yeah.
Brock.
Yeah, Brock walks up to Gavin, and he kind of, obviously we don't know how this is going to turn out. Seems a little worried. He gives him a big bear hug, and he says, I promise that no matter what happens, like, if something does happen to you, I will make sure that this place is safe and I will protect everyone that I can while you're gone.
Oh, while I'm hugging him, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, man. And I like put an energy into him that it's like he feels warm fire like in him, like almost like a cozy feeling.
Am I feeling some chemistry here?
So you're transferring your energy to him?
I'm giving him like a special charge because he said he'd watch over it. And I'm like, yeah, like watch over this place while I'm gone.
As you feel this fire getting even warmer, warmer, and it starts burning, you start losing all this weight and you become this jacked person. And you
become super sane.
And you become this paladin of hell, this paladin for Gavin, for the vessel of fire. And now you have the powers and attributes of an oathbreaker.
Nice.
What?
And
whoa, what happened?
Toby looks at him. He's like, that's the second craziest thing that happened in the last 5 minutes.
And also, when you put your Batman mask on and when the armor transforms, you now have two bat wings.
Ooh.
But they're fire.
Dope.
But they have fire wings.
That's dope. Mm.
All right, Jack, you've seen Toby get a law degree. You see him become a paladin. What do you want to say to him?
I mean, for one thing, Jack is just dumbfounded at this point. Like, okay, Gavin, good luck.
Thanks, Jack.
And handshake.
Just handshake his hand.
Handshake.
Toby goes over to Jack and is like, look at this. I think it's real. He shows him a law degree. And they go off to the corner to just like be bewildered.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about that for the next, for however long Gavin's gone. Like, what the crap? He went to law school?
All right. So as you say goodbye to all your friends, you and Liam and Ari go through the Bifrost. And as you guys approach the land between, you see this giant like council room with beautiful chairs everywhere. And as you walk into the main door, you hear a voice saying,
and Gabby and her fire. Ready to get hazed, newbie?
Oh, man.
Thank you for listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh as Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny as our amazing DM. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks again, guys.
Are you throwing like killing you right now?
It's really hard to not laugh while I'm doing this. Sorry, let me start again.
Maybe most of us.
You thought that was going to make it easier?